KFBK, the top news, weather and traffic,
on the hour,
on the half, and always online. It's coverage you can count on from News Talk 1530 KFBK and the always new KFBK.com.
It's 11:29 and 49 degrees here at News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm David Mello, and here are some of the stories we're following in the 24-hour KFBK newsroom. Aides say Barack Obama feels fully prepared ahead of Tuesday's historic inauguration. Earlier tonight, he attended three private dinners honoring Vice President-elect Joe Biden, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, and Senator John McCain, the Republican he defeated in November to win the White House. Officials at Sacramento International Airport have confirmed that pepper spray was found in the passenger's cabin of a plane that was called back to the gate and evacuated late Sunday night. After being medically evaluated and rescreened, one passenger was found to have brought pepper spray onto the plane. However, the canister did not appear to be opened. Sacramento City Hazmat officials have confirmed that pepper spray could have been the cause of the smell on the plane, but the source is still under investigation. The Southwest Airlines plane left Sacramento en route to Burbank before being forced to turn back when an odor was noticed in the cabin. Escaton has opened a new retirement facility in the foothills to address some of the growing needs in the outlying areas. The 51,000-square-foot facility includes 40 assisted living apartments as well as 24 studios for Alzheimer's patients.
It is a more intimate design. It's very cutting edge in terms of its layout and environment.
Vice President of Research and Planning, Sherry Pfeiffer. The facility is one of only a handful in El Dorado County and thus serves a growing demand in the local area.
Very evident from our studies that consumers were requesting that they want kind of that multi-service supportive living campus where they can own their own home and have services on site as well.
Assisted living apartments run about $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Traffic and weather coming up next. KFBK News Time, 11:31.
If you could change the life of
648-9967, you may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-648-9967. That's 800-648-9967.
On the 24-hour KFBK Traffic Watch, according to the Jackson Rancheria Casino and Hotel Traffic Center, we've reported a non-injury accident blocking traffic at Northgate Boulevard and Del Paso. Clear skies overnight, but also fog overnight as well, with lows between 32 and 42. North winds around 10 miles per hour. We'll have sunny skies on Tuesday after morning fog with highs around 66. And then for Wednesday, cloudy skies, a slight chance of showers, highs up to 61. And right now in Sacramento, it's 49 degrees. I'm David Mello for News Talk 1530 KPK.
The Mutual Fund.